You're listening to KCSB 91.9 in Santa Barbara. You just heard from a band called Women. Before that was Yellow Fever, the band Yes Please, Zach Silver, 7/13th Moons, 1 AM, Private Beach, The Archivist, Pregnant, and Paper at the top of the set. That was very long. But we were setting up for The Last Slice of Butter, who is here now. Right this instant, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello.
Josh is helping me engineer and helped set up this band, and so I would like to take this time to say thank you to Josh.
Turn my mic on. Okay.
Okay. So tell me about yourselves.
Well, first of all, we're from Seattle. We're only two people.
My name is Travis. I play the drums.
And I am Kat. I play bass / noisy stuff.
Cool. Okay. Will you play a song now?
Yes.
Thank you.
This one's called Hey Snail.
Okay. Sounds really good. Michael came in and said you can hear it from the balcony up by the tower. So
is that a good or a bad thing?
That's great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's great. If you can hear it right now and you're in Isla Vista, you should come hang out and listen live in person. And call in if you have questions. 805-893-2424. Do you guys have anything to say about that song or about anything?
What's that?
What was that song called?
It was called Hey Snail, and it's kind of about slow-moving people and slow-moving ideas, kind of, and people who are kind of stuck in old ideas, and they're kind of moving, like, at the pace of a snail toward newer ideas. Or not even newer ideas, but just better ideas.
Hmm.
And it's kind of toward the snail, this one snail in particular who I know.
Oh, wow. Okay. That one goes out to you, Snail. Okay, do you want to play another?
Yeah, sure. This one is called Family.
Cool.
It's kind of a new one, so it's also called New Song sometimes, but mostly it's supposed to be called Family. So we'll see if we can do it very well. Okay. Ready?
Thank you.
Yeah. During that song, we got a call from Chris at the Presidio Motel, and a direct quote was, "That rocked." Yeah, so thank you, Chris. I'm glad you played that song. It was my favorite off of your MySpace. I was going to request it if you didn't play it, but... okay, another? Is this too fast of a pace? Do you want to talk more?
No. We don't really talk. We normally just have, like, weird audio stuff playing while we...
Do you want me to mumble in the background between sets? or between songs?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Okay, go.
Okay.
This is our psychedelic jam, I guess.
Should I start it with a jam?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. It's only twice as long as Buffy's video.
On tour or anything?
Yeah, we're on tour and everything.
Great.
We have had a really fun tour. It's been more fun, I think, than previous ones because we've gotten to hang out a lot more. We haven't played a show in a couple days, but we've been hanging out in Los Angeles with some of our friends, and that's been fun because we went to the beach yesterday, and yeah, but it's been kind of hectic. Catalin got back from Romania, like, the day before we left.
Oh, wow.
Which is really hectic, because he had been gone for, like, a month and a half.
Yeah.
And then, as soon as we get back, I'm going to be leaving, so... But it's been really fun so far, and we're playing in San Francisco tomorrow.
So...
In Portland the next day.
Nice.
And then we're going to be back home for two shows in one day. So... It's been kind of hectic, but it's been really fun, I guess.
That's how tours should be.
I guess so. Well, it hasn't been that hectic, because, I mean, we went to the beach yesterday. We were in, like, Palisades or something, like our friends took us there. And it was a little bit bougie, but it was really cool. So,
yeah. Props to Cali for the beaches.
Yeah.
Well, we'll take you to the Goleta Beach today.
I'm stoked.
Yeah, I saw on, like, an episode of this one TV show about how, like, they lived in Los Angeles, but they went to Santa Barbara for, like, this... to go to the beach. And I was like, hey, I'm going to be there pretty soon. So, yeah.
You know, my theory on tour is that you shouldn't really shower the whole tour.
Good
which
call.
Means that,
yeah, that's
but
a
since
good
my
which means
my
like
theory.
The sea is your only, is right. your only like, source
yeah.
of water.
Which makes the other theory
so.
That we have to go swimming a lot.
So Travis doesn't really feel the fun.
What do you do in the Midwest? And do you go swim in lakes?
We've yeah. never swim been there, pools? Actually. Oh, we've okay. only done the West Coast.
Oh.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Midwest
but
would be
would
lakes.
Swim in lakes if we had to.
You can't go touring in the winter either, then.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you could, but you'd freeze in
yeah.
the water.
Yeah. I guess just wear a lot of layers and hope the smell doesn't seep.
And then you're doing laundry at the same time too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we have a couple more songs.
Great.
What time is it?
It's 2 o'clock on the dot.
Oh no! Are we supposed
no,
to be done?
No, that's
after
great.
2 o'clock?
You have till 2:30.
2:30.
Oh, really? Okay, we have a couple more.
And
great.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to KCSB.
Thanks, Josh.
91.9 FM, Santa Barbara.
Yeah.
The Last Slice of Better is playing live.
And you can call in 805-893-2424.
Okay. This is an oldie. It's on our older CD. We have a newer CD. And a new tape. Split tape. And you should... talk to us about it later. And when I say you, I mean the people in the booth. Okay. We'll be right back.
That sounded really good.
Thank you. Can we play one more song?
Please. Please play more. Play more than one, please. If you're ready, if you're hydrated. Lovely. I really like that. I heard I was supposed to ask you about a new album / split tape. Let's talk about it.
It was recorded in April, right? April and May. The new album was recorded in April, May, and June. And we finished it on August 13th, which was when we left for tour.
Wow.
Well, it was our CD release show.
Yeah,
or whatever,
fancy.
In Seattle. Or in Redmond, Washington, and we have a new split tape with our friend's band called Sea House. They're really, really rad from Seattle, and they're friends of ours.
Really young.
And they're really, really young, which makes it kind of cooler that they're so good. They're just so good.
Makes it even more rad.
What are they, like six?
They're like 15, they're 16, but they've been around for a while, and they're just so good. Like, I would love to not like them, but they're just so good. Actually, I really would love to like them. I do love them, and it's a split tape, with them, and it's really good, and I think it's going to be distributed by Boy Gorilla Records.
Cool.
So you could, like, conceivably purchase it online or through the mail.
Cool. So,
or from us.
Yeah. How could a person contact you if they wished to?
Well, we have a MySpace.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, the MySpace and then the .com and yeah. then the Last Slice of Butter. Or we have a website, I guess, called thelastsliceofbutter.com. And you could email us at us, like us, uh-huh. at thelastsliceofbutter.com if you wanted.
Wow, that's really
fancy.
Cool.
And we could talk to you, preferably just be pen pals.
Yeah, cool. I'm into that. Do you mind me asking, because I really like your band name, how you came up with it? Or maybe just the significance of the word butter, because that's one of my favorite words ever.
Last Slice of Butter started as me, I don't know, like 15. 3-4 years ago.
Yeah.
Even more. And I was just doing a bunch of like weird stuff on my guitar and just recording it and then putting it on double speed so I'd sound like a squirrel. That's beside the point of what the name is. It was like about around that time in my life when I turned vegan.
Ooh.
And somehow that name was in conflict with The Last Slice of Sunshine. And I was like, that sounds too indie rock for me.
Yeah.
So butter sounds kind of more wacky. And then, yeah.
It was just his, like, weird noise thing.
Yeah.
Called The Last Slice of Butter. And
you melted women's hearts with it.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know of many, but yeah. I don't know. At shows, people always ask us, like, you can't really have the last slice of butter because butter doesn't come in slices.
So, oh.
There is a thing to talk
about. Wait, do they mold it? Is that what they're
butter?
Saying?
Butter? Yeah. Well, I'd see more bread as being, like, last slice of bread or
a lot
last
of people.
Slice of pizza. But not you never hear anyone be like, can you give me the last slice of butter?
Interesting.
I don't know.
Yeah, good point.
It has multiple interpretations.
Yeah.
That's why I like it.
At this point, it's just a name.
Yeah. I think that's what good band names become. You forget kind of the meaning behind
yeah.
it.
Yeah. We're not really, like, advocating some sort of thing
yeah.
with our name or
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
That's not really the point.
Okay.
It's cool. Kind of wacky, and it just ends up being a question everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Do we want
that's about
more?
It. Do you want us to play another song?
Yes, please.
Okay. The encore one.
Should it be our last song?
I would like it if you could play 3 more songs. I don't know if that's asking too much.
Nah, I don't think so.
What do you think,
That was the other ones?
Mm-hmm.
And then, that would be it. Yeah.
I imagine the live shows get pretty sweaty.
This is nothing.
Yeah. The next time.
It was really, really warm when we were there.
Yeah.
We had to, like, climb up all our gear 3 flights of stairs.
Jeez.
All our gear had to go, like, 3 flights of stairs. So even, like, before we were playing, we were just drenched in sweat.
Yeah, it was, like, a record heat day there, I guess. So it was 100-something degrees.
Well, the next time you come through, we'll set up an actual show for you and get it really, really sweaty.
We'll all get sweaty together.
Yeah. There's a good band out.
It's gonna be a sweaty themed show.
Yeah, there's a good band. There's a band out here called Mouth, and I think you two would be really good together.
Match made in buttery heaven.
Cool. Okay, this is our last song. Thanks for listening, everybody, and putting up with our hilarious banter.
Thanks for playing.
Thanks to everyone at home who's listening and stuff.
Do you want to give shout-outs to people?
No shout-outs to the 425.
And in case Casey Catherwood is listening, I'm sorry I did not return your symbol. And I love you.
The 425, the 206, everywhere in general.
Yeah.
Big shout-out.
Area
for
codes.
Living.
Cool.
And thanks to Robert and Juan. Okay.
And thanks to the sun. It's only like 3 more weeks of summer.
Yeah.
If you like fall, that's good. But
if you're just tuning in, you missed the last slice of butter. But I think Josh might put it up on his podcast, yeah?
Yeah, you can listen to it again at
MySpace. You can listen to it again at myspace.com/5432fun.
Yeah, and if you want to be the pen pal of The Last Slice of Butter. Find their MySpace, myspace.com/TheLastSliceOfButter.
Or us at TheLastSliceOfButter.com, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. We got it. Okay, I'm going to play a little bit more music until 2:30. Thanks for tuning in. Call in, too. 805-893-2424.